So on all the standard SIMD machines, I'd like the CM2, the original processor was a 1-bit processor. The first mass bar was a 4-bit processor, although the second was a 32-bit processor. And these, in each case, these were actually integer processors, not floating point processors. And you built floating point by just doing it in integer and working out the answer. So by having effectively a lot of very small processors with very densely packed onto a chip, if you had a problem that only needed 8-bit integer arithmetic, you could implement it far more efficiently than using an SP2 with a 64-bit floating point unit, which you happen to only use 8 bits of capability. And so there are these special operations like which are database oriented or signal processing oriented, where you only need special floating point, you know, special processing capabilities. And for those, SIMD machines do have a cost advantage. But even that is a sort of decreasing of interest because the floating point unit in the SP2, say, uses a negligible part of the silicon. And so you can easily add more floating point units or additional capability there. So SIMD are finding it hard to be cost effective.